term 2, week 3, topic 6, Mahabharata, text story 2. The Pandavas are born. As it says, for an introduction, watch video H11 if you have not already done so in term 1, or you need to again. You should practice reading this story. Mrigasya vachanani shrutva panduh dukhena achintayat katham mama putra bhavishyanti iti. Pura tu yada kunti kanya tada rishi tasyai kamapi mantram adadat. So in this sentence too, you've got an example of a complementary sentence, a two-sided sentence. Yada, something or other. Tada, whatever. And you've also got an example in sentence two of an indefinite. Kamapi, some. And that come is agreeing with mantram. So adadat, he gave mantra, mantram, second case, a mantra. What sort of mantra? Some mantra, or a mantra. Kam api mantra, second case. And again, there's a nice example of using the fourth case there for the person you are giving to. So tasyai, to her. So rishi, then tada rishi, a sage, tasyai, for or to her, adadat, he gave some mantra. Tena mantrena kachana, another indefinite, deva. You can see there it's agreeing with deva. Kachana deva, a deva. Tubhyam putram dasyati iti. So here's iti, finishing a little sentence. Rishi avadat, the sage said. So by that mantra, a god or some god will give dasyati, going backwards, a son, putram, tubhyam, for you, or to you. Iti thus Rishi Avadat, the sage said. Suryam chintayitva kunti mantram avadat. So here's a nice example, as in sentence one, of a sentence starting with a twa, or having the twa word with an object before it. So suryam chintayitva, having thought of the sun, that's the sun in the sky, of course, suryam, second case, kunti mantram avadat, kunti said the mantra, and so on. So there's lovely examples of all the grammar things that you learn as you go through these stories. Sentence 5, agamya is the third word. This is a twa ending word, but because it's got the prefix of a, it's taking the ya ending instead of twa. So it means having. In sentence 7, you've got kunti in the third case, kuntya. You'll notice that the little particle tu never comes at the beginning of the sentence. It's put second. Whereas in English you say, but he abandoned, was abandoned by Kunti. And again, nice example at the end of, well, at the end of sentence 7 and sentence 8 of ta ending words, tyakta. Of course, it's got the masculine final ending agreeing with the sah. Sentence 8, jata plural masculine ending, agreeing with putra. And in the vocabulary underneath, by now you will have realized that the declined endings aren't on the end of the Sanskrit words. So, for instance, mantra doesn't have its visarga. It's just a convention that in this format we've put masculine instead. And you have to realize that when it goes into a sentence, it will thus have a visarga. Same with pima and nakula. Kachana, it has got its visarga, it's just, otherwise it might be misleading. Kunti, it has got the long e because that's not just a case ending. So in the case of neuter words, as at the bottom of the IGCSE vocabulary on the right, you have got vachana and then neuter word. So when that goes into a sentence, it would be vachanam in the first case. Topic 7, English to Sanskrit, sheet 1, exercise 8. So this tests all sorts of things. Basically your ability to get to retrieve vocabulary, put it in the right case, put it in a reasonable order in the sentence. So the main thing with order at GCSE is to put the verb at the end. Even though usually, often in English, it doesn't come at the end. Topic 8 introduces the idea of a test, a noun paradigm test. So these are the noun paradigms that you have been introduced to that end in vowels. So Rama, masculine ending in a, Sita, Mitram, Nadi, Hari, Guru, Dhatri. And don't forget, they're all being recited on YouTube. Please make the most of that. It's very helpful. You can download, well, I've got MP3s are probably on the exam site, and you can download them. I will put that link in the email.